Hi, I'm David Fettis, and this talk is about Venn tests of validity for categorical syllogisms. We're continuing in our logic course based on material by Dr. Matthew Van Cleve. Now, what are categorical syllogisms? Well, a categorical syllogism is an argument with two premises and then a conclusion where every statement of the argument is a categorical statement. What's a categorical statement? Just a reminder, there are four different forms it can take. All SRP, a universal affirmative. No SRP, a universal negative. Some SRP, a particular affirmative. And some S are not P, a particular negative. Those four kinds of statements are categorical statements, and then a categorical syllogism uses only statements of one of those four kinds with two premises and then a conclusion. Let's consider some examples. Here's an argument with all universal affirmatives. In other words, all of the form, all SRP. Premise 1, all humans are mortal. Premise 2, all mortal things die. Premise 3, therefore, or not premise 3, conclusion, all humans die. Now, how do we evaluate that? We first translate into the form all SRP. Remember, you have to have categories. So we say all humans are things that are mortal. Our second premise, all things that are mortal are things that die. We don't just say all mortal things die because die is a verb. We turn it into a category, things that die. And then our conclusion, all humans are things that die. Once we've translated it into where we have all nouns, all things, then we move on and we make our Venn diagram. In this case, we have to have a three-category Venn diagram because we have three categories. We have humans, we have things that are mortal, and we have things that die. In making the three-category Venn, here's a strategy always to follow. Look at the conclusion. In the conclusion, you see an all SRP, all humans are things that die. In the upper left, make your circle to be humans. Then in the upper right, use the P, the predicate category of the conclusion, things that die, and put it in the upper right. So the upper left is your subject of the conclusion. The upper right is the predicate of the conclusion. And then your third category, you draw in the lower part of the diagram so that they intersect and look like this with your category humans, things that die, and things that are mortal. Now we start filling in or shading in our Venn diagram. We take our premise, all humans are things that are mortal. And that means that there is nothing in the category humans except what's in the intersection with things that are mortal. So you shade out everything that's not in that intersection. Now we move on to the second premise, and we shade out some more. The second premise is all things that are mortal are things that die. So we look at the category things that are mortal, and the only thing that exists in that category is in the intersection with things that die. Everything else has to be shaded out. And so we do that, and we end up with a three-category Venn diagram that looks like this. And that's the three-category Venn that captures what our two premises are saying. Now we move on to map out our conclusion Venn diagram. It's a two-category statement, so we only need two categories in that Venn diagram. All humans are things that die. So everything in the category humans is shaded out except what's in the intersection with the category things that die. And then there may be some other things that die that don't intersect with humans. So that's what the Venn diagram looks like for all humans are things that die. And then the final step is to compare the two Venns. And this is a valid argument because the Venn for the conclusion doesn't contain any information that's not already in the premise diagram. If you look at the conclusion Venn, you see that the entire humans category is shaded out except what's in the category things that die. Now, look in the premise diagram and you see, is there anything in the category humans that's not also in the intersection with things that die? No. So it's not giving any information in the premise or in the conclusion that's not already in the premise. Now, the premise has a little information that's not in the conclusion, but that doesn't matter. What matters is that the conclusion Venn diagram doesn't contain any info that's not already there in the premises. And as you can see in the premises, if there's anything in the category human, it has to be in the category things that die, because everything else is shaded out. When you look at Venn validity for categorical syllogisms, an argument is valid if there's no information in the conclusion Venn that's not also in the premise Venn. And that's true even if the premise Venn has some more information than the conclusion. The argument is invalid if the conclusion Venn has any information that is not already there in the premises Venn diagram. Let's take another example. Premise 1, all pediatricians are doctors. Premise 2, all pediatricians like children. Conclusion, therefore, all doctors like children. Is that a valid argument? Well, let's map it out. We need three categories, pediatricians, doctors, and things that like children. And when we make a three-category Venn for that, we remember, draw your circle in the upper left with the subject of your conclusion. So the subject of your conclusion is doctors. So you make a circle in the upper left. The predicate of your conclusion is things that are children. So you draw that circle in the upper right, and then you take your third category, pediatricians, and you draw that circle below the two intersecting circles there. So once you've done that, now you take your first premise and you say all pediatricians are doctors. That means that in the category pediatricians, you have to shade out everything except what's in the intersection with things that are doctors. Your next step is to go to the second premise, and it says all pediatricians like children. And so you have to take the category pediatricians, and you have to shade out everything in the category pediatricians that doesn't intersect with things that like children. And that's what you end up with for your three-category Venn diagram. Now you have to diagram your conclusion. Your conclusion is all doctors are things that like children. So in the category doctors, you have to shade out everything that doesn't intersect with the category things that like children. You have your conclusion mapped out. Now you have to compare it to your premise Venn. And what do you find? Well, you look at your conclusion Venn, and you find that there's nothing in the category doctors that doesn't intersect with things that like children. But when you look at the premise Venn, and you look at the category doctors, you see that there are some things possibly in the category doctors that don't intersect with the category things that like children. There's information in the conclusion that's not also in the premises, and that means that it's an invalid argument. Again, to remind you, an argument is valid if there's no information in the conclusion Venn that's not also in the premises Venn, even if the premise Venn does have more information than the conclusion. An argument is invalid if the conclusion Venn has information that's not in the premises Venn. Example number 3. Some mammals are bears. Some two-legged creatures are mammals. Therefore, some two-legged creatures are bears. Let's figure that one out. We need a three-category Venn for the premises. And remember again, look at the conclusion. What's the subject of the conclusion? Two-legged creatures. So that's what we put in that's the circle we make in the upper left corner. What's the conclusion of the, what is the predicate of the conclusion? Well, creatures that are bears. So bears is the predicate of our conclusion. So we put that in the upper right corner. And then the remaining category is mammals, and so we make that circle intersecting the other two, but draw it lower down. So the subject of the conclusion goes in the upper left, the predicate of the conclusion goes in the upper right, and the third category goes lower down. We've done that a couple times, so hopefully it's getting familiar to you. Next step, we've got a problem. Our premise one says some mammals are bears, and the convention for handling that is then you put an asterisk in the intersection of the categories mammals and bears. But the question here is, where do you put that asterisk? Do you put it outside the category of two-legged creatures, or do you put it inside the circle of the category for two-legged creatures. What do we do? Because premise one doesn't tell us whether it belongs inside or outside of the category two-legged creatures. All it tells us is that it's somewhere in the intersection of the category between mammals and bears. So we don't know where to put that asterisk. Here's how we handle a situation like that. We put the asterisk on the line of the category two-legged creatures. Because we don't know whether it's in the category two-legged creatures or outside of that category, so we put the asterisk on the line of the category two-legged creatures at the intersection, you know, in that intersection area between bears and mammals. So you put that asterisk right on the line, and then when you move on to premise two, we do something quite similar. You have some two-legged creatures are mammals, but we don't know whether they're bears or not, so we put that in the intersection between two-legged creatures and mammals, but we put it on right on the line for bears because we don't know if it's a bear or if it's not a bear, so we have to put it on the line. That's all the premises tell us. And so that's how you would map out a Venn diagram for those two statements involving these three categories. Now we move on to the conclusion and do the Venn diagram for those two categories. Some two-legged creatures are bears. And so in the intersection of two-legged creatures and bears, we put our asterisk. That's how we do it when we make a particular statement, a sum or this or that. And then we compare. We compare the conclusion Venn with the premise Venn, and we find that it's an invalid argument because the conclusion Venn gives us information that is not in the premise Venn. The conclusion Venn tells us that there is something in the intersection between two-legged creatures and bears, and the premise Venn doesn't tell us that. Our two asterisks are on the line, but we don't know whether they're in or out. And when you have information in the conclusion that's not contained in the premise, you have an invalid argument. Example number four. This one's a little more abstract. We're not going to know what the categories actually are. We'll just use letters to represent them. Premise one, some S are M. Premise two, all M are P. Conclusion, therefore, some S are P. Now, notice that in this argument, we have a mixture of kinds of statements. We have a universal statement, all MRP, as a premise, but we also have a particular statement, some SRM, and our conclusion is also a particular statement, some SRP. Now, when you have a mixture of universal and particular, the strategy is first map out the universal statements before mapping the particular statements, and I'll show you why here in a moment. We'll just go ahead and map out the particular statement first to show you what happens. If we map premise one first, which is a particular statement, some SRM, here's what you get. You've got the S category and the M category. You know the asterisk has to go in the intersection, but you don't know whether it's inside P or outside P because nothing is said about that in that first statement. So you put the asterisk on the line like we learned in a previous example. However, if we were to map premise 2 first, here's what we get. All M are P. So that means that you shade out everything of M except what's in the intersection with P. And once you've done that, once you've dealt with the universal premise first, you can go back and look at the particular premise, some S are P, and you know right away where the asterisk has to go because we already shaded out everything in M that's not also in P, so you know that it's not going to be in that shaded part because shaded means there's nothing in there. And that means you can put the asterisk right where it is in that Venn diagram because your universal statement, all MRP, already ruled out a certain part of that area. And so you've got the asterisk right there, and then you can move on to map out a two-category Venn diagram for your conclusion, some SRP. You put the asterisk in the intersection of S and P. And now to test for validity, we compare our three-category Venn for the premises with our two-category Venn for the conclusion. Look at it carefully. The conclusion says that there is something in the intersection of S and P. Look at the premise. There is something in the intersection of S and P. So there's nothing in the conclusion that the premises don't already tell us, and that means that it's a valid argument. Remember again, if you have an argument involving both universal statements and particular statements, take the premise that's a universal statement first, even if it's not listed first, and map that onto your Venn diagram first. Then map your particular statement. Remember that the universal can determine how to map particular statements, but particular statements can't tell you how to map out the universal, and that's why you want to map out the universal part first, all S or P, before you map out anything that says some S or P. So remember that strategy. Always map out the universal statement before you map out the particular statement, even if they don't occur in that order in the premises. Then validity for categorical syllogisms. Just to remind you one more time, an argument is valid if there's no information in the conclusion Venn diagram that's not already in the premises Venn diagram. And that's so even if the premise Venn has more information than the conclusion, that doesn't matter because, that remember, that's a three-category Venn. It's going to include more information than the conclusion. But the conclusion cannot include more information than the premise or you've got an invalid argument. The argument is invalid if you have a conclusion Venn with information that's not in the premises Venn. So that's how we deal with categorical arguments and categorical syllogisms and trying to use Venn diagrams in order to decide whether we're dealing with a valid argument or an invalid argument.